Well, hello, hello. We are back with season two of Café con Canela.
Wow.
I know. You know what's funny? Is that I really thought we were going to do some episodes during the summer. And I really thought we're going to get organized and we're going to have all of season two ready to go by the time we start. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing, and I was really hopeful for it, but damn, life really just takes over.
Like, you've been busy.
Yeah.
Busy, busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm Yesenia.
And I'm Leela.
And welcome to episode one of Café con Canela.
Yay.
As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning. Café con canela.
Coffee with cinnamon.
Café con canela.
I'm like a little nervous a little bit. I don't even know why. This is really good though, so. You only put one shot in it?
Yes.
Okay.
But drink it fast because my face is already feeling a little warm.
You're looking a little rosy. All right, so I really am super excited about this episode, even though I am a little nervous.
I'm really excited for the season.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, first season was kind of like trial and error. Second season will be trial and error part two. But
with a little bit more preparation?
I think so.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think so. I think we heard enough of what we did and how we want to fix it.
And we want to hear more. So,
yeah.
First off, we do want to say to everybody that has given us feedback, thank you. We appreciate it.
And keep it coming.
Yes, keep it coming. We appreciate the feedback. And we want to know what's working for you, what you think is working for you and for us, and what you think we could do better.
I really want to know what they want to hear.
Yeah.
That's like really what I want to know.
See who they,
yeah. What like what do they want to hear? What... Mm-hmm. What interests people? Because just, I mean, things that interest me might not interest everyone.
Right. And I mean, we could talk forever, but I mean, do you right. just want us to ramble on?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't say anything, that's what we'll do.
So don't mind me. I'm having my lunch right now. I'm trying to do the intermittent fasting. I did it before, and it worked for me. So today's my first day, so we'll see how it goes. But,
yeah, and I'm going to try to do, like, portion control. So,
I mean,
I mentioned the other day that I am getting the HelloFresh meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do it monthly. But I get four, it's four meals.
Mm-hmm.
No, not four meals. It's four meals before servings. But there's only three of us.
Okay.
So, yesterday, I ate two servings. Because I couldn't let it go to waste, you know?
Yeah.
But it was salmon.
Oh, how did it turn out?
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Like, I was always nervous about getting, like, the fish.
Yeah.
And I think I might have just gotten one meal that was, like, the shrimp.
Yeah, no, the salmon was delicious. That's the only thing that these kids ate. They did not care for the potato wedges. But Alex is not a French fry person at all.
Okay.
Whereas Lewis, I thought he would probably eat it a little bit more. So he did eat some of the potato wedges, but neither one of them cared for the zucchini. So I stuffed my face with the salmon and zucchini.
Well, that's the healthier part of it.
Oh, yeah. So. But I still had, the two servings. I couldn't. I wasn't working today because my plan was I will get the four servings.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth serving will be my lunch for work. Well, I didn't work today. So I had to eat it yesterday.
Well, obviously, you don't want it to go to waste.
No, right. And it was so good. And I was like, man, this is salmon. It's not fried. It's not, you know, it's healthy for me.
Yeah.
But that kind of defeats the purpose.
Right? You know, I actually really enjoyed when I was doing the HelloFresh. I was doing every plate and HelloFresh at the same time. because I got the free promotions.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would do HelloFresh 1 week, every plate the second week, and vice versa. And it was, both of them were during the promotion time. So it worked out well. But then when I ended up canceling, which I mean, I liked them both, but I did like how HelloFresh separated. I like how just the way that it all is. I think I prefer HelloFresh's presentation or deliveries better. And they, for the most part, I want to say like 90% of the meals Eric enjoyed. Eric and myself. There was probably one meal that we were like,
yeah,
it was okay.
So far, I mean, I've liked everything. The point of me getting it is I want to introduce new things to my kids. And I, like, Alex is a little chunkier than what Lewis was at his age or even what I was at that age. And it is on me. It is on me to make sure that he eats healthy. You know, because if he becomes obese at a young age, whose fault is it but mine? Like, how is he? He's eating chips and junk food because I'm buying it. So I figured, okay, let me get the HelloFresh meals. It's going to introduce, I don't want to say new food, but it's going to introduce different meals to them, right? Because I'm always just spaghetti and tacos every other day. You know, I just alternate. But yeah, it's not going too well. They're not really eating it. They end up hungry afterwards. So like yesterday, I was like, okay, I got a backup meal. I was just going to throw in a frozen pizza. But they didn't eat a backup meal because they both ate the salmon. They both really liked it.
Well, that's good.
Like I said, Alex took one bite of a potato wedge and one bite of a zucchini. And Lewis ate the potato wedges.
Okay.
So neither one of them asked for anything afterwards. So I didn't have to make the frozen pizza.
Yeah.
But now I know, and I'm going to save that recipe so that I can... Well, I don't even need to save the recipe because the salmon was just seasoned with salt and pepper. So I'll just buy salmon from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then at least I know that's something that they'll eat, you know? And then I could throw, like, vegetables in the air fryer or something and just...
Well, that's good.
If I keep giving it to them, they're going to have to eat it, right?
So I don't know if you remember the episode that you said, and Alma did.
Yeah,
where she said that you have to introduce it, I think it was like 10 times.
Yeah, something. I just got to keep
on the plate. And I haven't really incorporated it. I've done it with Ariel a little bit, like with the vegetables, because Ariel is picky. But also she doesn't like vegetables. Eric loves vegetables. He's pretty good at eating, especially broccoli. You know, but like he's pretty good at exploring when he sees vegetables. Ariel not so much. So I have to put it on her plate. But like now she's been eating a little bit of the broccoli. But I have to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and before I would have normally just been like, oh, she doesn't like it, so I'm just not gonna make it.
Right.
You know.
Because it becomes tiring. Like we have a lot on our plate as parents
that you just want
to begin with. Yeah. That like I don't want to argue over dinner.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear you complaining right before bed. I'm so hungry.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't want to hear that because then I'm yelling. And I don't want to yell at you right before it's time to go to sleep.
Right.
Like, so, yeah, of course we take the easy way out. I have frozen pizza in the freezer because I know that they'll eat that, you know. But that's not healthy. So, I mean, Lewis eats vegetables. Alex, he just likes carrots. Other than that, he won't eat anything else. That's ridiculous. But today's meal, it's chicken, mashed potatoes, which Alex does not like, and carrots. But it's cooked carrots. So, we'll see. And it comes with some kind of mushroom sauce. I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know how they're going to feel about that. But, I mean, I'm going
to
try it.
That's something I need to start putting on my plate like 10 times because I still don't like mushrooms.
Mushrooms? Oh, I love them.
I like the flavor of like the sauce, whatever sauce you use, but I just, the texture just, I cannot get over
it. See, I don't know. I love it. I mean, there are some stuff that I don't like, but mushrooms is something I do like. So, of course, I'm looking forward to the meal, but I do have to like practice self-control and tell myself, do not eat that fourth serving.
Yeah.
Put it in a container and take it
tomorrow.
To
yes, so you can at least put it aside.
Yeah, so I have a reason to put it aside. Mm-hmm. I will eat it tomorrow for lunch. But, and then again, whatever they don't eat, I can just eat because I'm sure they're not.
Yeah.
They won't eat it.
No. Yeah. I get it. My kids are, like I said, super picky. If they could have cereal all day, every day,
Oh,
they would.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? With the HelloFresh, one other thing is that it does make my life easier, mm-hmm. as far as I'm not trying to figure out what am I making for dinner today. It's there. I already know.
Oh, for sure. And then so it's so easy. Like, yeah.
You just follow the directions.
You follow the directions.
And it's...
You feel like a chef.
Yeah, right? Like, it's expensive, but like I said, I mean, peace of mind. Like,
Take into consideration if you were to order online, I mean, order takeout, it comes out.
Oh, for sure. And that's what I want to avoid. I don't want to eat out. But because I do spend too much money eating out, and it's really unnecessary spending.
Yeah. Trust me, I actually just recently did a second session with my sister. I don't know if you all remember Linda Carrion or Linda Reposardo now. She did a finance episode with us. And so she followed up on me. She called me. She, hey, you know, we haven't touched base, you know, how's it going?
And sorry, bad connection.
I'm busy right now, right? I was scared. I mean, it's scary because I know that I have a spending problem. And embarrassing a little because it's like my little sister is trying to teach me how to manage my finances, you know? So, but we had our session and, I feel more confident that I'm going to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. I told her, I'm like, you know, my problem is I can't see the money. If I see it in my, even if I, like I have a savings account, but it doesn't help that I could easily run money from my savings account to my main account, you know, which is what's happened. Mm-hmm. Like my savings account is practically empty, you know, because the money's there. So, I'm going to, you know, she's helping me to look at options and to putting it away.
Invest somewhere else.
Yeah. So, you can't put it into my Roth or whatever that's called. Uh-huh. 401, whatever.
IRA.
So, excuse me. So, by the way, I do have a cough. That won't COVID. Go away.
I'm just kidding.
It's not COVID. I've tested, trust me. But yeah, so that's where I'm at right now with the finances. So I'm excited to get back on track. I've paid off, you know, some debt that I was way behind on. So I paid those off.
Good.
I'm getting closer to paying off two more. Good. And once I pay those two off, then I can focus on saving.
Good.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, thank you, Linda. I know it took a while to do that call. but speaking of, she's like practically almost due. So I'm so excited.
Yeah, that is exciting.
She's due September 16th. And but I'm hoping the baby comes September 13th.
Oh, I was hoping like the 10th.
Well, what's funny is that Maddie, my sister-in-law, so we did
or the 20 something. She could do it in the 20s, right?
In the 20s?
Yeah.
Well, the reason is because I definitely don't think she's going to go over. Eric, we did a bet on when we think she's going to have a baby. Yeah. Maddie has the 9th. I have the 13th. So, you know, the 13th. And when it's not the 13th, then you can have the baby anytime.
I'm going to say the 10th.
Okay, the 10th?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
But you don't think she's going to go full term?
I don't think so.
No?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but she's always on the go.
Oh, man.
And I feel like that might cause her to go into,
have it earlier.
Mm-hmm. And I talked to her after we did the bet, but she did say that she did think that she was actually going into labor the other day because she was having a little bit of contractions, but it might have just been Braxton Hicks or something. So she went to the doctor, and the doctor did say she's like 1 centimeter dilated, but that's nothing, right? Like, so I don't know. We'll see, but I'm so excited.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Like, I know August 31st might be too soon for her to deliver, but like, there's just way too many September birthdays. I mean, more in your family than in mine, but you know, Lewis's birthday is September 15th. He'll be 20. Your twins is the 17th. And then if she has hers on her actual due date, that's the 16th. Yeah, then you got Sanji's son that's in September in the 20s. Like, there's just too many in September.
Yes, we do have a lot of September babies. And so my dad is the 7th.
Yeah.
My niece, goddaughter, is on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law's on the 1st.
Oh, my God. Right. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. For you guys, September's the hot month.
Yeah. So, wait. September. How do you do the math? Is it what do you 9 mean? Months back?
Yes.
So, all right, so
December. December. I know December, the day I conceived, the December 29th. So, we were all
very busy during nice the holidays. Nice little
Christmas gifts.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot going on in September. Yeah.
Not only that, but it's also Hispanic Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, it does begin on the 15th and then it goes into October. But just in general, I think September, from years past, I've always been, like, involved. And, you know, like, you've participated as well and your kids with the, Mexican Independence Day Parade and things like that. And I've always found it so difficult to try to navigate around that, the parades, and then the kids' birthdays and everything. So, maybe this year I'll do like a
fiesta theme?
Not fiesta, like not too like, not too, what's it called? Not too cheesy about it, but like a nice Hispanic celebration. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I hate when I see the stereotypical, you know, sombrero.
Oh my God.
Mustaches and stuff like that, you know? But, yeah. But, yeah, no, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to do a little Hispanic-themed birthday parties or something. But, yeah, so I'm actually really excited about this year's Hispanic Heritage Month because last year, when I first started TikTok, I wasn't really, like, part of anything in TikTok. Like, I was trying to still navigate around what TikTok was. And they have a group, like a Familia Latina is what they called it last year. They had a lot of creators that were Latine part of this group. And I wasn't part of it because I didn't even know you could sign up for it or whatever. Like, I just wasn't familiar with any of that. And this year, I've gotten to know more people that have given me some info. And now they're doing something else for Latinas, like to help you be a creator on TikTok. People that work for TikTok are going to be running this program. So it'd be kind of cool to be part of it. But not only that, I've gotten companies reaching out to me now just to create videos for Hispanic Heritage Month.
That is awesome. You know, because your whole little mom skit, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool because it's like, you know, just having someone appreciate or enjoy your videos and want to pay you to do one for them, like, it's so cool. Like, that's where I want to be. And that's where I want this to lead, is to be able to make a living off of what I love. So I can't disclose the names of the companies, but I'm really excited for them.
And stay tuned for your videos, right?
I'll definitely be sharing more information as the time comes.
That's so exciting.
Thank you. So what have you been up to this summer? I mean, I know that during obviously baseball, we saw each other practically every day.
Oh my God. But baseball was so time consuming. Yeah. I haven't really been up to much since baseball ended because I've just really been trying to catch up at home, you know, because with baseball season, I mean, I was just there every day. So,
well, besides baseball, we also did spend a nice weekend together in Myrtle Beach.
And I think that weekend was a more like a, here's to a great season being over. Like, we were just so exhausted and done with it that we needed this little getaway.
Yeah. And I will say, look, I did not put in as much time and effort that Neela did on this thing. She was there every freaking day.
Yeah, but that's because that was my position. You were there for my support. So, and, like, you didn't have to be there, and you were still there. So, like, I appreciate that 100%. I appreciate all the help that I received in there because
it is a team effort.
Yeah.
And I will say this, and who knows if it's going to, you know, who will hear this or not. But if the whole team was as supportive as the little team that we had in this concession stand, mm-hmm. it would be such a freaking, it would be so much easier. It'd be so much smoother. Like, when you're, like, I had no problem helping in the concession stand because the support was, like I felt supported and I felt appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, as opposed to the rest of the board. Like, I feel like they did not
appreciate. Right.
They didn't appreciate the time and effort that we put in.
Oh, absolutely. In there. Yeah, like, for sure. Like, you and Dave, I mean, I couldn't have done it without you guys. For sure. For sure. But, yeah, the fact that other people don't understand how much work is put into right. it. And it's just kind of like, well, we're just going to nitpick because, well, you ran out of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Or chips. I'm sorry.
Or,
like,
why do you only have these chips? Or why? It's like, really? Like that's I have what to your leave, concern is?
Yeah, like, you know, I had to adjust my work schedule every day. I had to leave earlier. Some days even earlier than that because I had to stop at Sam's Club to pick up the order. I also had to place the order. And then when I would get to Sam's Club, I wouldn't know that some of the items weren't included in my order until I got there.
Right.
But now at this point, I don't have enough time to run inside and shop because I have to make it to the field right. on time to open up to feed everybody, right. which is fine. Like, this is what I signed up for. But please don't downplay what we do in there.
Exactly.
We, as in the ones that were in there every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I missed so many of my son's games because I have to be in there. At the end, I was able to, like, watch the playoff games. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
And look, I know some of these board members are out there raking the
fields. Oh, yeah, fixing fields. I understand that, too.
And mm-hmm. I understand that. I'm like, but again, I'm not going to sit there and complain, like, oh, my God, look at what crappy job they did out
right,
there.
Like, you look know, at those like, lines. They're not even even. Like, or look at that grass. No.
Like, no.
No, because you guys are out there yes. busting your ass, cutting that grass and raking those fields. Like, that's not something I'm doing. So don't knock me exactly. when you're not in the concession stand doing anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So, no. So, yeah. So, if this was...
And on top of that, let's not forget that it was like 1,000 degrees in there.
Yes.
They did try to put an air conditioner, which was... I appreciate the effort yes. and the thought, but you only felt it when you were standing like in front of it.
Right.
So by the deep fryers and the grill...
If you were by the freezer, you could feel it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. So, as you can see, we definitely needed this freaking getaway. Yeah. And honestly, just to get away from my kids. Like, I have been home with them, working from home with these
and your kids, too. Kudos to them because she would drag them to that field every day, too.
I would feel so thing. Bad. My kids would cry right before, like, we don't want to go again. And it sucks because, like, yeah, it's their summer. But, I mean, like, just come on. It's just it's
one
just
day
like,
they came yeah. in and was like, my mom quits. Excuse me? She cannot quit. Thanks, guys. I think it was Ariel that was like, my mom quits. I'm like, mom, thank you. No.
My poor kid. We obviously definitely needed to get away from that. Yeah. So Myrtle Beach was nice. And
oh, we didn't even say where we went. We went to Myrtle Beach.
Didn't we say it? I thought we did.
No, I think you said we a little getaway.
Okay, yeah.
Well, we went to Myrtle Beach because I've never been there. Yesenia, you've never been there?
Never been there.
I've always heard good things about it. And, you know, good old Spirit Airlines. Had
look,
a sale.
I will say that we actually, I was surprised. I was nervous about your flying Spirit. No problems
See,
at all.
And I was not nervous about it. I wasn't worried until we got back. And that's when they started doing the cancellations. Mm. I think it was the weekend after we came back. And I was just like, oh, my God. I had no idea right. that could have happened. And the way our vacation started, if our flight would have got canceled on Sunday, I would have been beyond pissed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like, I would have been so
mad. I hadn't heard that it was that bad, but I had already seen some videos of TikToks of people complaining about Spirit Airlines canceling their or not canceling their flights, that they would overbook people.
Mm.
That they
you
purposely
did say that.
That they purposely overbook people, and then they try to get you or they push people off or whatever, like to another flight. And I was just nervous about. So that's where I thought was gonna happen. Like, what if they overbook us and then they make us take another flight? Because
yeah,
nobody
and I'm like,
volunteered.
No, we got our seats assigned already. Like an idiot.
So that's what I was nervous about. But then yeah, when we got back, I'm like, oh my God, like they're
yeah.
canceling.
Can you imagine?
Left and right.
Like, I mean, the good thing is that we weren't traveling with our children.
Right.
But. It was still like, I loved the beach, right? It was beautiful. But Like, when we landed in Myrtle Beach on Friday and we got to our hotel, I've just never experienced anything like that in my entire life. And I've traveled a little bit. You know, it's not like I'm not this, like, worldwide traveler, but I've never stood in a hotel like that ever in my life. For the price that we paid for it, we paid about $250 a night. And we were there just two nights. And it was horrible. A shithole. Like,
horrible.
Mold on the wall. The patio door did not lock. And Yesenia's like, well, at least we're on the seventh floor. Yeah, you're right. Nobody's going to climb up here to get us. Okay. But again, if we had children, that would not have been safe. And they didn't know if we had kids or not.
The beds, like, you could see the bottom. Ugh.
Before we even walked in, it was like, okay, do not put nothing on those beds. Like, I stripped them. I looked. I didn't see no bed bugs. But we heard a couple guests complain of getting bit by bed bugs. So, I don't know. It was...
The walls were dirty.
Yeah.
Like, dirt was, like...
Oh, it was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
The TV was supposed... There was a wall mount on the wall, but the TV was not on that mount. It was, like, resting on the dresser against the wall. Like, yeah. It was just... The remote, oh, my God. I don't know why I didn't take a picture of that thing, but it was, like, filthy. Not dust. It was, like, caked on filth. Gross.
Horrible.
Just gross. Yeah. So, there we are. Like, I was miserable. I didn't even want to go back and sleep in there. I was even thinking, like, I'll sleep on the beach. At this point, I didn't even care. I did not want to go back to the room, but we kind of had to.
Yeah.
But we ended up canceling our second night and staying at another hotel, which was pretty expensive.
But at least they did reimburse us for that second night.
Yeah.
They never responded to my email, right?
No, I sent an email with pictures, and no, I never.
But at least that second night they did respond. They did tell us. I mean,
they did refund us. Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what? I honestly was like, it was a good vacation. Like, it was relaxing.
And again, we got to rest. Imagine if we would have gone with kids.
Right. And if we would have gone with kids, it definitely would have been a lot harder.
Yeah, trying to figure out where we're going to stay with the kids and all that. Yeah, like, because it was us, I was like, shit, I could rent a car and sleep in the car. Yeah. Like, but it was. I still enjoyed myself.
Yeah, me too. We were on the beach, like, practically the whole day on Saturday.
Yeah,
it was nice. The food was good. Yeah. I mean, although Lila was a little sick from something.
Oh, I don't know if it was the Middle Eastern food.
You think so or no?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
that's what we ate.
Yeah, but I felt the pineapple. Fine. It could have been the pineapple. Maybe your pineapple was, like, a little...
Bad?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
But I mean, I thought the food was good. The Middle Eastern food was, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
That other place that we went to, I thought it was good.
The seafood place,
even though I was struggling so bad to eat those crab. I've never eaten
crawfish.
Yeah. Before, so I had never
eaten. We were like, can you show us how to eat
this? Well, she was like, funny, yeah, sure. Was like, that lady keeps looking at you.
Yeah, the lady sitting next to her.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. You know, like, and I just didn't know how to eat it. Like,
But who cares? Mind your business. Let us eat it the way we want to eat it.
Yeah. So finally she did show us.
We asked the bartender. Yeah. She showed us. She was just like, she knew. She was like, oh, I figured you were going to need help with this. Like, so, and she showed us. It was super easy.
And once we got the hang of it, then I was able to eat comfortably.
You should have just cheers the lady next to you. Thanks. Thanks for your help and staring at me.
But no, it was a nice time. We had a good time. Weather was nice out there.
Oh, it was beautiful.
And I definitely, if we were to go to Myrtle Beach again, I definitely would want to look for more of like a, either an Airbnb, I mean, or like, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, probably like an Airbnb.
It was just, you know what it was? It was looking for the hotels was hard.
It was very hard.
It was so expensive.
Mm-hmm. And it was packed. Like, I feel like everybody was going to Myrtle Beach around that
time. Like, and we ended up, finding one of the cheaper hotels that was still on the beach. Again, I've stayed in cheap hotels before and never never something right. so filthy like this. Like, never.
Yeah.
And
we learned our lesson.
Oh, my God. Yes.
We learned our lesson.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe yeah. read reviews. Maybe, I don't know, spend a little more. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think also, too, it's just, we were just so, we wanted to just get away. We kind of booked the trip.
Last minute.
The flights, I think we booked them. Lila saw them that morning or the day before or something. And like, let's just book them. Because they were cheap.
Yeah.
The flights were cheap. So we just wanted to get away. Which was the point. We got away.
We knew it was a weekend that we didn't have baseball before All-Star started.
Exactly.
That's why we did it. So we were like, let's just go now. Mm-hmm. So we did it. And I don't regret it.
I don't
just hated that hotel we stayed
at. No, we just know. But we just know, obviously, like,
never to stay when at the it Polynesian. Comes
down to, you, yeah, no Polynesian. But definitely, we need to just be mindful that when it comes to where we stay,
yeah,
we have to spend a little bit more and do more research.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Next time we do have to plan a trip, though, like...
With the kids?
With the kids. No. Maybe not.
I mean, it's a little different because your kids are still young. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm sure you want to do things with them. I feel like I vacation enough with my damn kids.
And they vacationed on themselves.
By themselves. Well...
They vacationed...
Without me.
Without you, yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, like, not by themselves, but without you as
like,
well.
Like, in June, Louis went to Cabo for a week.
Which I cannot believe he's old enough to go to
college. I was leading up to it, I was very worried. I was very worried because he's gonna be there without my supervision.
And he was there with like, was it a school thing?
Or? It was like a group of kids.
Okay.
And there's this it was chaperone.
Uh-huh.
So there's, I don't know what it's called. I can't even think off the top of my head what it's called. But it's like these adults that chaperone a group of kids, kids as in like Lewis's age, on these vacations.
Oh, okay.
So like the group of kids arranges their vacation with this,
got it,
with this website, right?
Got
and
it.
Then they figure everything out. They book the hotel for them, their flights and all that stuff. And then, yeah, they meet them at the airport. They shuttle them to the hotel and they're there, they're present, you know? So
that's cool.
I guess, I mean, but nobody's going to care for your kid like you do, right?
Of course,
I was worried. I'm like, oh, my God, if this kid gets wasted and what if he gets lost? And, you know, just thinking all the things, right? Because the one story that always sticks out in my head is Natalie Holloway and how she got lost in Aruba.
That was Aruba, right?
Yeah. And, like, I don't know why that story's always stuck to me. And I really was like, I hope this is not the reason why the story stuck to me because now this is going to happen to my kid. But that's just where my mind goes. Mm-hmm. But he went. I talked to him every day. He had a great time. Yes, was wasted every day. But came home safely.
Which he wasn't drinking illegally because in Mexico it's 18 and over.
Yes, so. And he's old enough. So he had a great time. And then this past weekend, maybe 2 weeks ago, Alex went to Hawaii for
now
a week.
That's the one that I'm jealous on.
Yeah, he went to Hawaii. Nice.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. So he went for a family wedding, right?
So his dad has family out there, and it was like his dad's family from here that went out there. And one of his cousins ended up getting married out there. So, yeah, it was...
But they stayed at a hotel, right? They didn't stay with...
Yeah, okay. No, they stayed at a hotel.
That's good. Good for him. That's an experience that not all kids get to experience.
I mean,
I've never been to Hawaii. I really want to go.
I just hope he appreciates it. Mm-hmm. You know, being so young, like, do you appreciate something like that? I don't know. But, I mean, I talked to him about it, about how he should appreciate it. He says he does, but he was like, oh, I miss you guys. I was like, oh, you miss us? And he's like... Well, I just want to play video games.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Like, I know you don't miss us. I mean, I talk to him every day. So it's not like... I really did think like, oh, I'm going to miss him. But it did feel like he was just at his dad's for the week. You know? Because, I mean, I was still able to talk to him and whatever.
What I thought was cool is how you said that he brought gifts for you guys.
Oh, he was so proud of his gifts.
That's so cute, like, for him to think to bring, you know, anything back,
And he brought for my parents. So he brought my mom, my dad, me, and Louis something. So he was so proud of his gifts. And he called my parents that night, like, oh, we're home. Can you guys come over? I got you guys gifts. He got my dad Crocs. He said my dad always walks around barefoot, so he got him Crocs.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And he bought my mom a magnet. I don't know if my mom was a little salty, but she was like, okay, I gotta go to Pete's now. And she left. But he was so, like,
aww.
So excited about his gift. So
he probably, I mean, well, what else do you get?
Louis was like, oh, when we were talking on the phone one day, Louis is like, yeah, bring me a shirt. He's like, no, Lou, I got something better for you. And then he shows up with a freaking lighter. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Alex. Louis is like, did you really get me a lighter? And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, because you're always taking mom's lighters in the kitchen. Like, you know, those long, like the long yes. lighters. And I'm like, oh my God. Told Louis, I was like, you should be so proud. But that's he so likes funny. It. I got a sweater. It was nice.
Oh, yeah, that was a cute sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His dad was like, did you like the sweater? He was so stuck on it. And I was like, yeah. And then my dad was like, did you try the sweater on? It looks a little small. I was like, those Crocs don't look like they fit you either. I was like, I did try it on and it fit. It's a little snug. I just can't dry it when I wash it, but that's okay.
That's just an, what do you call it?
Motivation, right? Seriously. Remind myself to just eat one serving and not two.
I want to fit in some sweater.
Fit in the sweater. No, but well, that's cute.
So that's good. See, you took your vacation, they took their vacation.
Yeah.
So we should definitely do, and I still think, and I know that we had this group chat with a couple of friends, but we've been talking about doing like a girlfriend trip or something. And it hasn't worked out yet that all of us have gone, but...
You want to do it with kids or without?
If we were to do a girlfriend thing, I would want to do it without. Because one of us doesn't have kids. So I don't think that it's fair for us to do a girl trip with kids.
But let's be honest. That one without kids will probably not come.
Well, the other one without kids wouldn't either.
You mean with kids. The other one with kids
wouldn't. The other one with kids wouldn't either. So it just may be you.
Yeah.
So it just depends where we're going, you know? Does Alex mind being around my kids or not in this trip?
Yeah, right? No, I think he'll be fine. No, but I do want to do a cabin.
Yeah. So if it was a cabin thing, though, I think with kids would be good because they can go to, run around, whatever, and we're in the same house.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like,
we're under the same roof, you know, for sure, definitely. I've been wanting to do a cabin forever, and I know my cousins too, which I gotta get on my cousins because my cousin Karen is supposed to plan like a lake house
thing
for the cousins. So we'll see when she's planning on doing that. But I know that you said maybe for your birthday you may do a cabin.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I don't know what I want to do. Like. Uh-huh. Is it going to be a cabin for, like, is it, like, a girls' getaway? Yeah. Or is it just going to be, like, everyone could come?
Yeah.
It's just, like, a birthday getaway and everybody goes? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, just let me know. You know, I mean, I'm pretty much down. I know that November, obviously, because of the holiday. But I don't know if you were trying to do October or November.
No. Probably be around my birthday. Yeah. Probably, like, second week in November, maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure it's doable.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And so, nothing too far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll look into it and definitely
let you know. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of birthdays, big 39.
Shit. How does it feel to be 30?
What, you know what's crazy is I actually forgot I was turning 39. Up until, I don't know who asked me. Oh my God, you're gonna be 39.
Last year in your 30s, girl.
And I was like, holy shit. I thought I was turning 38.
You're nuts.
I swear to God. Like, I was like, I mean, just for a couple months, I forget how old I am. You know, I remember my mom in the past, like, when we would ask, ay, ma, ¿cuántos años tienes? And she'd be like, ay, ni me acuerdo, or something. And I'm like, oh my God, how do you not remember how old you are? Seriously. Like, nobody asks me, so I don't say it often, you know, like.
I think after 40, I'll stop counting.
Yeah, like, honestly, I'm not scared to turn.
Even saying it slow.
I know. I'm not scared to turn 40.
Okay.
I want to be achieving things. You know what I mean? Like, accomplishing things.
Yeah.
But it's not that I was like, oh my God, I'm turning 39. But it was like a quick shock. Like, oh, wait a minute. I'm not turning 38. I'm turning 39. Like, ouch, like that was a year. It reminded me of that Friends episode when was it Phoebe lost a year or something? Or was it, no, Joey, I think, lost a year? I don't know. I got to watch it back. But yeah, it's, I don't know. So far, so good, though. I mean, my birthday, this year, it was kind of like frustrating because I really wanted to like do something. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, like I wanted to go out for drinks, and not even so much for my birthday, but like before, like to just go hang out with you girls.
Yeah,
hang out. Like I want to be able to go to dinner and have drinks, but
you have such a busy life.
The majority of it was on my husband's side, so that's where the frustration. Well, I cannot speak right now. I'm sorry. That's where the frustration came, and I told him, I'm like, these are the things that you need to realize and appreciate. Like, I'm not throwing it in your face that I'm doing a bunch of your family things on my birthday weekends. And I don't want to say I should have had 2 weekends, but the weekend before and the weekend after, I did a bunch of his family stuff, you know? And, but I did. And I'm like, and he's like, well, we can still go outside. I was like, it's not the same. Like, so it's like, just so you realize it, you know? And, but I mean, other than that, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm just looking forward to just doing stuff. So, like, even if it is for Sanji's birthday, you know, let's just do stuff, you know? And it's the same thing I told my family. Like, look, we haven't done the movie. I don't even know if Hollywood Boulevard. So, for many years, we used to do the Hollywood Boulevard thing.
Yeah, are they your family still did it open?
Too. I don't know. I don't even know if they are still open. I don't even know if they still do the birthday thing, but I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because I know I stopped getting the birthday thing.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you still get the birthday email?
No,
birthday
I haven't gotten any Hollywood stuff in a while.
Yeah, neither have I. So I think they stopped doing that.
But for many years, we used to do the birthday thing. Like, where we all go to the movies at one of our birthdays. And it was a lot of us, so we would go a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, obviously, we stopped. We stopped even the year before the pandemic. Maybe, like, a year before the pandemic, we stopped doing it just because everybody's lives got busy.
Oh, yeah. Even getting 8 people together. Sure. Like, what the hell? Sure. Fine, I'll just go by myself.
Right? Like,
it's a free ticket.
Yeah, so we stopped doing that. So the other day, I was telling my brother, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, we need to start doing something again. I'm like, it doesn't have to be the movies. It doesn't have to be dinner. Like, and, you know, we could just do something. Like, plan something. Like, bowling or whatever it is. Like, you know, like, if we can't do it your birthday weekend, I'm like, but let's just do it all weekend. Like, just plan for it. Like, hey, this day, we're going to be doing something for my birthday. We don't know what it has to be, but just plan for it. You know what I mean? I'm like, just because I want to be doing stuff with the family or going out, getting out of the house. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But, sorry. My little rant.
No.
I'm turning 39. Everything to do with turning 39. But I want to get my life on track before I turn 40.
I mean, your life is on track.
I know. You know. It's never going to... And there's my point. It's never going to be exactly where you want it to be. You always want to achieve more. Which I guess is a good thing. You should always want to achieve more.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty happy with how things have been going lately.
Yes.
And I will say that I've been doing the manifestation things that I've been seeing on TikTok. So I don't know if that's what it is, but it's been working.
Yeah.
And praying, obviously, but...
Yeah.
So are you nervous about turning 39?
No. Not 39. I don't feel old. I mean,
I don't either.
Well, don't know. Let me.
No.
Physically, I feel old. Like, I wake up and my body is so sore and stiff. Like, my knee all of a sudden has been really hurting. Like, if I'm sitting for too long and I go to stand up, I'm like, oh, my knee. Like, where did this come from? Mm-hmm. How did this happen? I don't do shit for it to be messed up. But I don't feel old. Like, I don't feel. I don't know. Like, I just don't feel old.
What's crazy is that I feel like I have age dysmorphia, just like I have body dysmorphia.
What the fuck is age dysmorphia?
So basically, like, I've noticed that, like, a lot of my friends, like a lot of the people that I new friends that I made on TikTok, they're all younger than me. They're all like in their 30s, early 30s,
mm-hmm.
where I'm in the late 30s, you know? And body dysmorphia. Or, like, even, like, my coworkers. I get along with my coworkers, and they're, like, 21. You know, like...
They're, like, your kids.
No, but what's funny is that some of... You know, they're in their, like, mid-20s. But they're kind of, they may be lying to me after I leave. They're probably like, oh, this fucking old ass.
Yeah, right?
This old ass wants to hang with us. No, but they're always like, man, you're cool. It's how you said, yeah, you know, like, you need to hang out with us, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll invite me, you know, so it's like, pretty cool, you know? Mm-hmm. And body dysmorphia, the reason I say that is because, like, I seriously sometimes forget how big I am.
You're so stupid. So,
like, I'll be like, sometimes I'm walking around like, oh, you know, like, I think I look cute in an outfit, and then I look at the mirror, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Stop it.
Or I pass a window, I'm like, oh, my God, who the fuck is that?
You're so dumb.
It's like, in my head, sometimes I'm still, like, 29-year-old me. No?
Yeah, right?
As opposed to 39-year-old me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. But 40-year-old me, I promise myself, and I promise, I am going to be much thinner. Not even about being thinner, but I want to get healthier. Yeah. I want to be able to party in Vegas and hang out and dance.
Yeah.
The night away.
I don't want to dance, but I just don't
want to. I want to dance.
I don't want to get drunk after three drinks. Like, yeah. Fuck, come on. I don't want to be that old lady that's trying to hang in Vegas and I can't. No, I don't want that. I want to be able to hang.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I don't know what I want to do for my birthday yet, but I want to be able to feel comfortable in whatever I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the main thing. It's just like, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of not being comfortable in what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the worst part. Like, I'm not unhappy with myself, but I am not happy with my appearance, I guess you could say. And it's all because, yeah, like, I can't put on whatever I want and then feel comfortable in it. But then I don't do nothing about it.
I know.
Instead, I sat here and had chips, Doritos and hot sauce and sour cream.
Which,
like,
is kind of delicious, so I'm about to have a little
bit. I don't know. I just feel like if I put restrictions on what I eat, that I might be unhappy. But then if I'm losing weight, then that'll make me happy. So right. That's a win-win, right? No, but well, I don't know. I know I do have to work on it. Because for sure, same thing. By the time when we go to Vegas, I don't want to feel insecure.
Yeah.
Not at all. I want to feel like a young 21-year-old.
Yes.
Louis, move out the way, boy. Teabag time.
Yay. Oh my God, I'm nervous about this one. Okay, so we actually, I don't know if you remember, we have our teabag time
segment. Uh-huh.
And what it is,
Q&A.
We have a whole bunch of questions that we have inserted into the teapot. So we're going to pull out a question and we're going to answer the question as honest as possible.
Okay.
All right, let's see. All right. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. When you are told a secret, do you tell your significant other?
You go first. I mean, shit, right. You know my answer.
All right. Yes, I do. I will say it does depend, though. Okay, so here's the thing. I do tell my significant other just because like, oh my God, it's somebody to tell that I know I'm not going to say shit because he probably doesn't even care.
Exactly.
Like,
most
he doesn't
of the time,
care.
They don't
he probably
care.
He's probably going to forget about it as soon as I tell him, whatever. But I will say that if whoever's telling me tells me, don't tell Eric, then I don't tell Eric. Like,
yeah.
It's not something that I need to, oh my God, I need to tell you something. No, it's not like that. It's literally just me, like, oh my God, let me tell you.
Like, I got it. I just was told this, so I just got to tell you.
I'm
It's just, they're essentially like your best friend.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just part of sharing. Like, like, oh, guess what? I talked to Yesenia today, and you'll never believe what she said. But I'm not going to go and tell my coworker something about you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Even though they don't know you like that, or they could care less. But still, like, no. I think girls are more chismosas than boys. But even though maybe boys are too. But I just feel like if I tell my significant other, who is he going to go tell?
Right. Exactly.
Does he even care?
Exactly.
I might be like, oh my God, you'll never believe it. And he'll just be like, okay, so what's the big deal? What do you mean, what's the big deal? Like, you know, so But again, now if it was something like super serious, yeah, then I probably wouldn't share it.
And I honestly would like if it's something like
it definitely depends.
Yeah, it definitely depends. Like and like I said, I'm like I definitely would. Obviously, I tell them just because it's convenient and it's fun to be able to repeat it to somebody and they can have some kind of reaction with you.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, it is like they're essentially pretty much your best friend. What is that? We're support, not support.
Respect.
I respect people's wishes. I like if they tell me, don't tell your husband, yeah, don't tell her. Yeah, of course, I would definitely respect that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's something personal, like women problems, like that he doesn't need to know, I definitely would not tell him. Like, there's no reason for you to know this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So it's just like, no, I wouldn't tell you
but anything yeah, like, to do. Like, I'm that, just even know? Trying to think of secrets in general. Like, I don't know that people have, like, secrets.
Right.
Like, anything juicy, they'd be like, right, oh, my God. Like, I got to take this to the grave.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Definitely. And in that case, maybe I wouldn't say something, but I don't.
But I think we're so easy, like, I think more it is gossip. When you're gossiping with your friend, they're like, oh my God, don't say nothing. I'm going to tell my husband. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
I won't.
But the same way that, like, if, like, let's say, for example, my cousins were telling me something that, like, I'll probably tell you. Like, they said, don't say nothing. Of course, I'm not going to tell nobody in my family, but I might tell you because. Yeah. You have nothing to do with it. Like, yeah,
and who would I tell? I don't want to say they would even care because I don't want to, right, like, downplay anybody's...
No, it's true.
Anything yeah, that is going on with somebody. Right. But at the same time, like, yeah.
Who would care? See, that one wasn't so bad, huh?
No.
So, yeah, so make sure to submit questions to us. You can write us on Instagram or you can email them to us, cafecomcanelapodcast@gmail.com. And we will make sure to include them in the Tupac. Oh, there goes the doggies. Also, speaking of, we love reviews. So if you listen to our podcast and you enjoy us, please go and give us a 5-star rating along with the review on Apple Podcasts. I think Spotify doesn't do reviews, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it's just Apple Podcasts. But anyway, yeah, just go and review us, please. We would really appreciate it. You'll definitely get a shout out and a future segment of Café con Canela. Yay! That's pretty much it. Anything else, Leila? Missing you? No?
No. Well, this was fun to do it again. It's been a while.
I think we did good for our first episode of season 2.
Yeah. Hope you guys love it.
Yes. And if you don't, hey, that's fine. Just
we're not everyone's cup of tea.
Or cup of cafe. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, but seriously, though, we really appreciate all of our followers, all of our listeners, all of our supporters. We really enjoy doing this, and we want to continue doing it. So we want to make sure that we are touching subjects and topics that you want to listen and hear about. So mm-hmm, please let us know. Send us reviews. And with this, we say TTYL.
Until next time.
Hasta la próxima. You can find all episodes of Café con Canela Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor,
or any major audio platform.
If you have any questions, suggestions, or would like to come on the show, feel free to email us at cafeconcanelapodcast@gmail.com
or follow us on Instagram @cafeconcanelapodcast.
We want to thank all of our listeners, followers, supporters, and a very special thank you to Anasha773 for the intro music.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coffee with cinnamon. Coffee.